I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. If the Senate votes to confirm Representative Ryan Zinke as the next Interior Secretary, he will become the first Montanan to hold a cabinet-level position. As Nikki Willette reports, this first has many Montanans wondering, how does this work?
The process itself is fairly straightforward. Once Representative Zinke is confirmed by the full Senate, he will likely resign his House seat, triggering state-level actions. Governor Steve Bullock will have 85 to 100 days to call a special election, and each of the state's major parties will quickly hold nomination conventions to choose a candidate to run in the special election. Straightforward, right? The problem is, it's still unclear when the Senate will vote to confirm Zinke, which some people say effectively leaves Montana without a representative in the House.
The confirmation process for these cabinet posts is taking way longer than usual.
That's Rob Saldine, professor of political science at the University of Montana.
That does raise some logistical issues for Zinke, whose confirmation isn't in doubt, but who nonetheless has to sit around waiting for the Senate to take action.
During this waiting period, Saldine says there's nothing legal barring Zinke from carrying on his usual work. But Zinke hasn't voted since January 5th, and some of his constituents find that troubling.
It makes me wonder if Zinke is representing the people of Montana right now.
That's Karen Riley of Missoula. She recently got in touch with Zinke's Helena office to talk about a bill and says she never received the email she asked for confirming that her comment reached Representative Zinke. And she's worried about Zinke not voting.
That would seem to not fulfill the tenets of a democracy. We need to have a voice in Congress right now.
Jeff Essman, chairman of the Montana State Republican Party, says it's customary practice for sitting representatives and senators to abstain from voting while awaiting confirmation. He says in periods of transition, like what we're in right now, people often find themselves in a, quote, damned if you do, damned if you don't, end quote, paradox. Representative Zinke and his staff did not respond to multiple requests for comment regarding his recent voting record or plans for transition. The three other representatives who recently became cabinet members abstained from all votes this session. That's Mike Pompeo of Kansas, now director of the CIA, Tom Price of Georgia, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina, director of the Office of Management and Budget. Zinke has voted on 13 of 99 measures this session, all on January 5th. On a conference call with Montana reporters Wednesday afternoon, Senator John Tester said Zinke is one of President Donald Trump's less controversial cabinet nominees.
I believe he will get confirmed once that hits the floor. I've talked to a number of Democrats that are, of course, going to support him, and so I don't think he's going to have any problem getting confirmation. It's just a matter of getting floor time to get it done.
The Democratic senator said he hasn't gotten word when Zinke's confirmation will come before the Senate, adding that if it's not this week, it will be the week after next, as senators will be in recess next week visiting their home states. While the wait has been unusual, Tester says Zinke needs to continue his work representing Montanans until he resigns his position.
He needs to still be voting, still needs to have staff answering the phones. He's still on the payroll.
Tester says Zinke has not attended the past two Montana Coffee events, a constituent breakfast co-sponsored by Zinke, Tester, and Senator Steve Daines. At least a dozen people, six Democrats and six Republicans, have expressed interest in the seat Zinke will leave open if he's confirmed. The Montana Democratic Party has reserved space in Helena for at least the past two Sundays on the chance the vote happens. The Montana GOP is looking at the weekends of March 11th and 12th, or 18th and 19th, as a potential nomination convention date, also in Helena. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.